Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that gives you writing tips and life tips, and maybe a chuckle or two.
You sound like such a grandpa.
What a great start.
And maybe a chuckle or two. I'm Carrie. I'm the New York Times and internationally best-selling author of kids' books.
And I'm Sean, her lovely co-host.
We're married, and you can tell. Normally, we start off the podcast with a random thought. Sometimes that's in bed, sometimes it's in the car, sometimes it's in the office, but it's always random, like us. And then we'll give you a writing tip and a dog tip.
And hopefully some good fodder as well.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Enjoy your day.
Baby, what's my tweet? What's my tweet? Random thought in the kitchen.
Wait, I'm washing your dish.
Whatever, just say it. Just say it, man.
What's your tweet? Things you shouldn't say to your wife.
And what did you just say to me?
At least maybe on Thanksgiving. I said, you know what, hon? I think I could have played the role of Hannibal Lecter.
In Silence of the Lambs?
In Silence of the Lambs.
And I said, why? I don't want to ask. And you said?
Because I could play a homicidal maniac, but sexualize it a little bit more.
And there we have it. Things you should never say to your wife. Ever. But particularly on Thanksgiving.
Writing tip of the pop.
Inside. Okay, y'all. We know that this is harsh, but it's truth time, and life isn't about random interactions, even if it's with the Rock, and success isn't about that either.
When Carrie became Andrew Yang's Twitter friend,
I did.
It made her support happy, but it didn't actually do anything for her. When The Rock retweeted her tweet about disabilities,
that made me happy. But, full disclosure, I have no depth perception and also have epilepsy. But when that happened,
it was cool because it was The Rock.
Yeah.
But it didn't make her suddenly more successful or cooler.
Sadly.
The Rock would never remember that retweet.
And Andrew Yang isn't going to remember being my Twitter friend. It's so sad. I'm sorry.
I know, it's fleeting, isn't it?
It's fleeting, man. It was a nice moment, but I don't really need that moment to make me feel cooler or more validated as a human being. Because though I present as really insecure, I'm actually pretty cool with myself and other people's perceptions, even when they're The Rock or Andrew Yang. They don't matter. Right?
Yeah.
So there's a guy in our town who's a bit off, and he thinks we are basically Satan incarnate. And does Sean care? Not for what?
One freaking second.
Not at all. Because he knows who the hell he is. That's why he doesn't care. And he's cool with himself. And for the same reason, when there are rumors about Sean or me or even like Sean's BFFs, does he care?
Nope.
He does not give a S word. That's because he knows he's the S word. He knows who he is. Right, boo?
Yeah,
man. It's confidence. But it's also knowing that you can't control what other people think about you all the time.
Especially that second part. That's a big knowing.
What?
A hard realization. That you can't control what other people think?
Oh, no, you can't.
Or what's going to happen.
Yeah. And that's really hard when you're a control freak. It takes a lot of evolving.
It does.
Yeah. So, like, there's another side of this too, right?
Yeah. You want to connect with your people. Your readers, your audience, your friends, by being you, your authentic self. And you can't do that if you're busy worrying about what everyone else is thinking about you.
That's right, man. When you're all me all the time because you need to be an influencer or sell your book or whatever, you lose who you are. And any connections that you get, they aren't even about you. They're about this false perception of you.
That's right. But it's more than that, too. When all you care about is people's perceptions of you, you stop caring about people.
And then you're basically an egotistical S-word. Is that what you want to become?
No.
No. So focus on the work.
Focus on making connections where you care about the other person. Having The Rock retweet you doesn't mean you're going to be a movie star and international bestseller.
Sadly.
What makes you succeed is the work you do, the care you give, the problems you help other people with.
So, like, I'm a successful novelist. Yay, me. And my books have won awards and been New York Times and international bestsellers. But that's, why is that? It's not because The Rock retweeted me. No. It didn't even boost my sales, man.
It's because you took the time to learn and write and to understand people.
And so now I get to use those skills to help other people write their own books. And those people, the ones I get to coach and teach and get to know really well as they make their stories, those are the people that matter to me, that make me a success. Not the freaking Rock. No offense to The Rock. I love The Rock, but no offense to him. So pretending to be someone else, being preoccupied with others' perceptions of you,
it destroys you.
It destroys you.
Don't be destroyed.
That's our motto today.
Don't be destroyed?
Yeah, man. Don't be destroyed. Celebrate who you are and who other people are, too.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, baby.
So writing tip of the day would be you.
Be you.
Don't give a S word about anybody else. It's perceptions of you.
Yeah.
Is that word?
I think that's part of the fight to be yourself for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Thanksgiving in America this week. And a lot of people seem to be all twittipated about whether or not their turkey is the right kind of turkey and breaking with tradition and maybe serving salmon instead. And some people are shocked by that. And then people are fighting about green bean casserole. Do they love it? Do they hate it? What are the ingredients? Is it disgusting? Is it the best thing ever? And you have to have Thanksgiving with it. And it's all, you know, why fight about that crap?
I know.
You're not going to convince other people about the other things, but more importantly, who cares what other people think? If you like green bean casserole, eat the damn green bean casserole.
That's right. Lots of people love it.
Yeah, man.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Which of our two Thanksgiving dinners did you like better?
Okay, so we had two Thanksgiving dinners because we're privileged. And,
Yeah, we're privileged to have schedule around everybody else.
Yeah, because we schedule everything around our children, and because we're from broken families, or that broken family sounds like
it's negative, isn't it?
Yeah. Evolving families, because we're up.
Because all families are broken. That's the truth.
So we're from evolving families, and yeah, so we're always the family that's like, you know what, we'll have the holiday the next day. So Shawnee and I had untraditional Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, and that was
mostly seafood related hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, we had fresh scallops from our friend Diver Ed, who had got them that day, and then we made coq Saint-Jean or some weird.
Good job. I think you did a good job.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that. With the scallops, and we had uni, which is like basically sea urchin gonads, and then we had caviar.
Yeah, it was great.
And then the next day,
some meat.
And we had some cheese and stuff. And then on the next day, we had our traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
And it was exceptional also.
But Sean, on fake Thanksgiving, kept going, oh my God. Oh my God. So good.
But you know what? Realistically, I could eat Thanksgiving dinner like every night if I had to. But I'd be hard pressed to eat all that seafood every night.
I could eat all that seafood.
No, I could. I think it would just, after a while, catch up to my innards.
It was very cute, though, because Shawnee kept saying things like, I never imagined this would be my life. In a good way. I often say that in a bad way. But Shawnee was like, oh, I can never imagine.
You know what? The thing about it is none of that is that extravagant.
No, it really wasn't.
It's almost like, I don't know. I think sometimes people block themselves from doing things because of perceptions like, oh, caviar is so expensive, which fine caviar maybe is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, those bass eggs we buy are pretty cheap. But
we went down to the river. Sean reached his giant hand in. He got himself a big ol'. What do we have over
here? I don't know. We got to do the talk tip, though. Dog tip for life. So, seeing as how both you have when I tried to wake Sparty up, he lifted his head up and stared at me like I was stupid and went back to sleep. Why'd you shrug?
I didn't shrug.
You did.
I did you not. Like, eh. You liar.
No.
I was just thinking dogs are great judges of character. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
You're not stupid, baby. You're so smart.
But I think without even getting a response from Sparty, we can all learn a lesson from dogs. Because they are always themselves. Except maybe if they're feeling some sort of pain or something, which is, you know, you got to discount that for humans as well, right? When you're out of sorts, you can't be expected to be exactly yourself. But my point was, dogs are always themselves, but they're not always the same. Like right now, they're sleeping. A millisecond from now, Gabby could be barking. You know what I mean? Driving us crazy.
Yes.
But she's still being herself in that regard. So
I can hear her snoring.
Yeah, they I don't know. Did they learn from me?
How to snore?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. See, that's the thing, though. Like, dogs know. They, like, learn new tricks and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they love you, but they don't love you when you're the Rock more than they love you if you're just random Carrie Jones, right?
That's right.
They just love you, and they're not loving you because they're hoping to get something from you.
Yep.
They just love, right?
That's right.
And they judge people by their personality and their ability to love back.
Right.
And that's what it should really be about.
That's right.
No, if you like, no, I'm not laughing.
No, that's exactly
why
right.
Are you laughing?
I was laughing because Gabby also judges like the length of your hair.
She was traumatized as a baby, not by us.
No,
she's a rescue dog.
I got a haircut yesterday.
Yeah,
which turned out quite good.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little shorter than it was, and Gabby freaked out for a minute.
I cut Sean's hair, and it didn't go well. And Sean has really thick hair, and it's COVID time. And COVID is, like, really, like, expanding in our community right now. So Sean didn't go to the real hairdresser who has skills and is a professional. Sean went to me in our bathroom. And I don't have depth perception. And it didn't go very well. And I gave this man who has this beautiful, thick head of hair a bald spot. And then,
well, at least it gave some skin for the band-aid to stick to.
Shut up! I didn't cut him. And then we gave up. I was trying to give him what's it called? A flat top?
It wasn't a flat top, no. Just, it's more of a general fade.
Yeah, I couldn't fade. All. Now he just has a buzz cut.
And a crew cut.
He and he looks like he should be like a commando in some like military movie. Or remember the Proud Boys. Honestly, you get to pick.
I was trying not to make my haircut look sound horrible on the things. I wasn't throwing you under the bus, baby.
It's my fault, honey. And I can admit, another big thing is admitting when you suck at something. And I suck at giving John a haircut.
Well, we can swing back around to my original point about the dogs being authentic, but not always acting the same. And my point was that they show that your authentic personality can be very many faceted.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can still be authentic in all of those facets.
Yeah, that's true.
And then that would make you, what, the most well-rounded, authentic person around. That's not to say that everybody's facets are shiny and bright.
No. But you're never going to be happy with your life if you can't accept who you are, you know?
That's right.
And if who you are, it doesn't... like, I blogged about this yesterday, but like, if who you are doesn't align with your beliefs, you're gonna be miserable.
Yeah.
Like, the secret to happiness is really like your actions have to coalesce with your moral code, whatever the hell your moral code is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, and that's a big deal thing. So be who you are, but you gotta know who you are and then act who you are.
True to yourself.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why The Rock seems so happy. And Andrew Yang.
I hope so.
They have a lot in common.
Otherwise, they're just faking it.
And Gabby, the dog. She's who she is. And
she
she's
sure
never
is
gonna
she
change.
Is.
She never changes.
No. So, thank you very much for listening.
If you want to like or subscribe or anything like that, just check out Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast. check out carriejonesbooks.blog. Right, Boo?
That's right, baby. I'm sorry. You know all this stuff because you're like the tech guru. You do everything.
I do everything. Yeah. But you can tell us about the music that everyone has heard.
The music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. There's a link to that license and the artist's website in the blog.
And then the podcast notes. The
podcast notes. And the artist is Broke for Free, and the song is my favorite, Summer Spliff.
Does that mean pot?
Yeah, that's a joke.
I didn't even know that!
It might mean something else too, but a spliff is a joint.
I wonder if that's what they meant.
Oh, well, we'll have to look it up, but I bet it. I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow. All right, thanks for listening. That's it, man. All
right.
If you want to support our Patreon, Carrie Jones Books, we have Twitter, and we have Facebook, and we have Instagram, and soon we're going to be on TikTok.
What?
I know, I'm terrified.
Whoa, we'll have to enlist the aid of the 12-year-old. We have definitely the aid of the 12-year-old.